This is episode number 2206 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, May 10th, 2022.
The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Yes, boys and girls, it's time for the oddly satisfying Who Cares News.
Oddly satisfied today.
Dolly Parton and Doja Cat.
Yeah.
They have each previously sung the praises of Taco Bell's long-departed Mexican pizza.
Wow, and who should? I mean, come on. It's a great menu item. They took off the menu.
It's a tostada, right?
No, no. It's two tortillas formed together and got stuff in between the two and cheese and junk on top. It's a Mexican pizza. What do you want?
It's a fancy quesadilla. I mean, it's a fancy quesadilla.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so
I guess. Yeah.
I've eaten in Taco Bell my whole life, and I've never actually had one.
Wow. I mean, you don't know what you're missing then.
I guess
not. Is that what you're saying?
Well, now, because the world can celebrate to plan its return on a most tuneful way.
It's coming back.
I can try it.
Okay.
So on Monday, Taco Bell announced that the two singers will co-star in Mexican Pizza, the musical, a satirical production about fans' efforts to get the item back on Taco Bell's menu, because it was removed in 2020.
Right, right. I do remember there was a big brouhaha.
Oh, there was.
About it being removed. Not as big of a brouhaha as there has been about the long missing, yet long longed for Bell Beefer. The Bell Beefer. It's not a big deal. They could make it if they just got buns.
But see,
they have all the ingredients right there.
The Bell Beefer and the Enchirito.
The Enchirito was yummy too.
When those went away, we didn't have the social media platform that we have today.
Yeah, right.
Had we?
Yeah, they probably would have gotten lambasted. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Good point. Good point. Well, it
would have broke the internet.
Well, Bell Beefer almost did. You know, the Bell Beefer at Taco Bell has been off the menu for like 20 years.
I know.
But they would still sell it to you on the secret menu.
Well, yeah. And
but
Enchirito
no more.
Too, but
forget it. You can't get secret menu stuff at Taco Bell anymore. Not that I know of. Maybe they just don't like me. That's probably.
Maybe.
Maybe. They see me coming and they go like, oh, man.
Well, anywho, it's the
like,
Mexican
God,
pizza.
I want the Bell Beefer again.
Quick, turn off the lights.
We're not here. We're closed. Sorry. Grill's closed, sir.
Turn off the open 24-hour sign. The Mexican pizza is set to return to Taco Bell on May 19th.
Ooh, that's just days away.
That's 9 days from now.
Yeah. We're going to have to try that. Yeah, just so you can have one.
And it will debut a week later on TikTok.
Oh, the musical? Yeah.
Musical. Sorry, I can't read my own writing.
Yeah, well.
So Doja's been complaining about the Mexican pizza being removed from Taco Bell's menu since last year.
Yeah, I remember hearing
about
that.
So I guess
that.
They heard her.
They heard her loud and clear. The Mexican pizza is back, people. You got 9 days to wait.
I don't know how long Dolly's been complaining about it or if she ever did.
She's on the bandwagon now. Now we just got to get Dolly to give him a bunch of crap about the Bell Beefer and we'll be fine.
Yeah,
Enchirito.
And not just the Enchirito, the Enchirito with an olive.
They don't have olives here anymore.
I know, but they can get a jar or a can just for the Enchirito. They only put one on there, but it makes a difference. Well, Pete Davidson really knows what's up.
Pete is like the bomb right now. Is
I
he not?
Guess.
I mean, he's going to have to make a misstep somewhere so we can hate him. But you know what? I mean, the kid's likable. I see why girls fall for him. He's just a nice guy. You don't expect him to be a nice guy. You know?
No,
but he's
don't.
A nice guy.
Well, he really, anyway, he sent Momager Mother's Day flowers.
As you should. The future mom-in-law.
The future mom.
Yeah, you should. He's smart. Okay.
Well, Chris couldn't stop gushing about them on her Instagram.
She loves him more than Kim does. I think she does.
It seems that while Petey is doing just fine,
Petey,
he was joined by ex-hangers-on Scott Disick and Tristan Thompson, who also sent Momager bouquets.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure they're still on the allowance. Oh, come here, sweetie. Yeah, let me. Mom's got some money for you. Hang on a second. Hey, Chloe, go get mommy's purse.
Gosh.
I got to give Tristan a credit card.
So Kim also posted photos of five Mama Day bouquets that she received.
Yeah.
So she has four kids, got five bouquets.
One's got to be from Pete.
So she didn't reveal who they were from.
Oh, okay. Because I doubt Kanye sent her any flowers.
Well, my guess is he sent her four bouquets. And the Travis half of Kravis also sent Chris flowers, as did her kids.
Did anybody send Caitlin flowers? That's what I want to know. Although it's not, she does still claim that she's dad.
Yeah, and because otherwise she can't have Mother's Day and Father's Day.
I don't know why you couldn't. I mean, why not? You get double the prizes. I like that idea. You get double the fun. Come on.
Yeah, but since mom is still mom,
and
she didn't raise him as mom, she raised him as dad.
So here's what I think. Mm-hmm. Now, Pete knows. Pete knows he's the charmer, okay? But Scott, probably not. And Tristan, hello. Tristan's a mess.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's like, what's he up to? I mean, it's like...
Still baby daddy. That's what he's up to.
Well, I get that. But while that buys you... That does buy you a little bit of street cred with grandma. I mean, it does, you know. It's like, well, you know, unless you're just a jerk.
And
Black China.
Well, yeah, right?
I doubt she sent her any Mother's Day flowers.
I doubt Black China got anything from the Kardashians.
No.
Except of either a note saying, I told you so, or you're welcome, or, you know, thanks for being you.
Really? Thanks for being you, and thanks for losing, because, you know, we're still got $100 million in our pocket because of you. You know who probably got a wonderful bouquet of flowers for Mother's Day and probably didn't put them on Instagram because I didn't see it? Would be Halle Berry. She has two wonderful kids.
Uh-huh.
She's embracing the mom life, and good for her, by God.
Well, yeah, I mean, you send something, right? You call, like, 1-800-FLOWERS or you know, sendmysterybouquets.com.
Yeah, sendmysterybouquets.com. Yeah, that way there's no chance of tracing.
But you want her to know.
Yeah, I do, kind of in a way. All right, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Ed.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.